You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by co-hosts Tammy Haldeman and Shelley Clark from Cardinal Survey and Mapping. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
So our website is smartwithyourmoney.com. And when we talk about being smart with your money, okay, one of the major things that could cost somebody a lot of money is if they don't get their home surveyed. They don't, because you actually can get around having a survey in many cases, but it's not wise to do it.
Right.
It's one of those things you can be, you know, penny wise and pound foolish by going ahead and skipping it, because it may save you a little bit of money. And last time we were talking about the different types of surveys. So with a boundary survey, what's the typical cost of that?
You know, Doug, it really depends on the location of the property, how large the property is, how old the property is, how wooded it is. Typically, you're going to probably pay somewhere between $400 and $550 to get a boundary survey done on your property.
Okay, so reasonable cost. And Tammy, you had an acreage as a previous home.
I did, and it cost me back then, let's see, that would be 93. It was $1,000, but we had 16 acres to do.
That was cheap.
Yeah. Well, we negotiated that down because they ordered the survey. It was only supposed to be a front line survey, and they did the whole thing. I think it was going to be around $1,800, if I remember correctly. That's a long time ago. But yeah, we got it down to $1,000. So
Shelley, what does somebody do if some your neighbor's fence is a little bit on your property? Mm-hmm. What would you advise?
Well, it depends on if you want to be a Hatfield or a McCoy, or do you just want to be neighborly and get along with folks? You know, you can choose to argue over a couple of inches. Really, what does it look like in the big picture of things? Is it worth a headache? In my opinion, it's always great to be neighborly. However, it's always great to protect your investment. So whether that means that you give your neighbor permission for them to have their fence on your property and you get it in writing and you record it so that you have that verbal history written down in a written format that can be traced, it does make it so that, you know, that neighbor can never steal your land from you. You know, a couple inches, not a big deal.
Right.
When we really start to see a problem is when the fence is 10 feet in the wrong place.
Right.
And now all of a sudden somebody says, well, I've been taking care of this yard for 10 years. Right. And I know that if I do that, I can claim adverse possession and I can take the land from you. And they absolutely can do that. They can hire an attorney. They can take you to court. A judge can review the case. You can hire a surveyor. And the court system can grant them your land that you've paid for and are paying taxes on if they meet the criteria.
That's scary.
It is scary. But if you give them permission to use your land, then they can never take it from you, because one of the requirements is that it has to be non-permissive use. So if you have a document that says, I give you permission, then they can no longer try and take your land from you.
Okay.
Okay, so you've just given them permission to use it, but you know, it's like having a driveway through a property. You know, it's only permission not to keep the property.
Correct.
Just to have use of it. Now,
legally, people can't get landlocked, though, on an easement situation.
Correct. So typically, you'd have to have an ingress, egress easement, the ability to get into and out of your property. And that's a legalistic, you know, side of why it's important to have a title company involved. You know, part of what the title company is going to do is research that property.
Right.
And determine, have you made an agreement, or has the previous owner made an agreement with somebody about being able to use your land?
Right.
So let's say, rarely do you see where somebody has a fence on their side and then the neighbor puts up a fence too, where there are literally two fences. Would you recommend somebody putting the fence up directly on the property line? Like, what's the best way? And two neighbors, if two neighbors are negotiating with this, what's the best way to do it?
You know, in my opinion, you always want to make sure you're building on your own yard.
Okay.
So for me, if you know where the property line is, I'm putting my post 4 inches inside of the property line. And by the time you hang the outside of the fence, it still gives you 2 inches or so. So that fence is barely inside your property line, but you're still taking advantage of a majority of your lot. And that way you don't run the risk of having that neighbor who moves in next door who's cantankerous and just wants to have something to complain about and makes you move 50 feet of fence for 2 inches.
Right. You better get that in writing if you decide to go in on it with them.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
So when builders build out a subdivision, they develop all the land, what type of survey do they get?
So when they have the plot of land, maybe they buy 40 acres, when they have that subdivided, it's originally having a boundary survey done. So that builder has a boundary survey done. They should know where those lot numbers are so that they're building the house on the right lot. There are several phases of the project. In order to get their permits, they have to submit what's called a plot plan.
Okay.
And that's just a drawing. It's where you put architectural prints on top of a drawing of the size of the lot so that you're saying, this is where we think we're going to build the lot, the house at, but it's not a guarantee that that's where they build it. You know, maybe the builder gets out there and says, oh, if we move it a foot this way, then we won't have to move all this dirt for the walkout basement on this side of the house.
Right.
So, but there's a process, you know, in our market, we have planning and zoning involved, and they double check and make sure that everything is done and that the builders are building on the correct lots. And within that process, they're getting a boundary survey at some point in time. They're usually getting a foundation location, which is similar to a surveyor's real property report, where we're making sure that the foundation was put on the right lot. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times at the end, they're getting that full boundary survey so that the buyers know what it is that they're buying.
When we typically see that, most builders will not give the survey to the buyer when they sell a house new construction, and they end up having to get a boundary survey. And we know we have to put those costs in the beginning because it's typically required. And when we think about it, it's usually the title companies that are dictating a lot of that. If they're going to pass proper title on the property, frequently we see survey coverage given. Can you explain what survey coverage means?
So when you have that argument with your neighbor that, you know, they've got 10 feet of your yard they've been taken care of, and now they're going to take you to court. That title coverage, that insurance, the survey insurance, that provides you with a legal backing. So if the title company insured me and now my neighbor is suing me, the title company assumes the liability for protecting my interest in the ownership of that property.
Okay.
If I don't get a boundary survey, though, they are not going to protect me because I haven't had a survey done. And so there's an exception in your policy.
Okay, so they'll give you a title insurance policy with the exception of the survey.
Correct, which means they're going to ensure that, you know, the major things that you can actually purchase that lot, that, you know, somebody else doesn't own it, there aren't liens against it, that kind of thing.
Right.
But they do not protect your boundary lines.
Okay.
Well, and that's where on new construction, it seems like they typically will not allow survey coverage on new construction.
You know, and part of that is because, you know, if you agree to do the upgrade and get the sod, those sod guys have no idea what you do and don't own. And they're just putting the sod down where they think.
Very general areas.
You should be mowing to. And, you know, chances are they forgot the last 5 feet of your yard, you know. So,
yeah, they'll usually give you less rather than more.
Exactly. So, you know, getting the boundary survey done, even on brand new construction, is really important.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, you know, people think, oh, it's new construction, it's not going to have any problems.
Yeah.
Exactly. I would say at least 30 to 35% of all new construction homes have some kind of issue.
Really? Wow. And I wouldn't have thought it was that high.
Whether or not you want to take that on as the buyer, or you want to take it back to the builder and say, "Hey, fix this before I get myself into this home," you know, that's up to you. But that's why you would get a boundary survey.
And you had a story that you said a house was located on the wrong lot the whole time after however many years.
Right. It, you know, and that goes back to somebody was trying to cut corners and save a few bucks and didn't get a survey. And, you know, there ended up being a huge title suit on, you know, a policy that was 14 years old that went back to an original insurer because the house was built on the wrong lot.
What are some other types of situations of real life stories you can think of?
Retaining walls are a huge ordeal. You know, you've got somebody who's trying to make a sloped lot as flat as possible so that they can optimize the use. And they build a retaining wall not knowing what they really do and don't own. So you build your retaining wall on the neighbor's property.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, a lot of times, and it seems trivial, but landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
You get somebody who puts in some nice barrier type of tree along the property line, and all of a sudden you find out, oh, it's not on the property line. It's actually 10 feet into the neighbor's property, but yet those are your trees.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a huge issue.
Right.
You know, just because you walk out onto the back porch and you look in your backyard and you see Right. You know, what visually looks like your backyard doesn't mean at all that that's what your backyard really is.
Right. So now, can a homeowner just call you up and have you help draw lines out on the property, or what do we do?
Absolutely. So it's, you just call and order a boundary survey. We actually come out, mark all of the property corners. Mm-hmm. We'll mark extra points along each property line, mm-hmm. so that you can see from point to point to determine exactly what you own. Mm-hmm. And then we do generate a drawing that shows visually on paper, mm-hmm. what you own, what fences are in the right place, what retaining walls are in the wrong place,
right.
mm-hmm. whether or not your driveway's on your neighbor's property. Mm-hmm. All of that detailed information is shown on the drawing.
Okay, so if somebody does want to get one, we'll make sure your information's on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. It's Shelley Clark from Cardinal Surveying and Mapping. And Shelley, what are some real common scenarios where somebody's going to need to get a survey, other than when they're buying a house?
If you're going to install a fence, if you're going to put in a pool, if you're going to do any kind of landscaping, anything close to the property lines, that's really when you want to have the boundary survey, because you want to make it known what you own today, so that you don't have to pay for it again down the road.
Make it known what you own. That's the tagline for your company, right?
It is.
Excellent. Well, Shelley Clark, Cardinal Surveying and Mapping, really appreciate you coming in. It's been great information. Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot, so I know that the people listening have learned a lot too.
Thank you guys so much.
No, you've been great. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. To re-listen to any of these segments, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, and we will see you next week.